Now, the Iowa caucuses are on January 3rd, but that's not the day Iowa voters go to the polls. There are no polls that day in Iowa. There are 1,784 precinct caucus locations all over the state. And when Iowans get there, they go through a complicated process of apportioning delegates to the various candidates. That is, if they're Democrats. Stay with me here. Iowa Republicans use a different system. Really, stay with me here. I know it's a little bit confusing, but fear not. Here's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, to explain.
The first thing you need to know about the Iowa Democratic caucuses is that they take several hours. Also, everything is done in public, out in the open. There are no secret ballots. That can be a little daunting, especially for first-timers. And that's why the campaigns in Iowa are producing videos like these, trying to reassure people that
caucusing is easy.
Okay. You want to put Hillary in the White House? First, you have to caucus.
John Edwards has made a caucus cartoon.
Joe wakes up happy because today is caucus day, and Joe is a precinct captain for John Edwards.
In addition to videos, the campaigns are also holding mock caucuses, training sessions where they walk supporters through the process and teach them what to expect on caucus night.
Now, did we do the orientation, or have we gone through and done the sign-in yet?
We have not done the signing yet.
Awesome.
But I did.
Caroline Gray is a field organizer for Barack Obama and the precinct chair of this mock caucus. Her first and most important piece of advice, be punctual.
If you don't get there on time, which for us is 6:30 on Thursday, January 3rd, you actually won't be let into the caucus. That means you won't be counted.
This might surprise you, but the number of delegates a candidate wins in Iowa is not determined by the number of votes they get at the caucuses. Instead, each precinct is awarded a total number of delegates based on Democratic turnout in the last two general elections. It works more like the Electoral College than the popular vote.
In this precinct, it has been determined from previous elections that we have been awarded two delegates. That means that what we are fighting for here is two of those people. So you whip out your little calculator, in this case your cell phone.
This is what's called caucus math, and it can make anyone but the most experienced precinct captain's eyes glaze over. Based on the total number of people who show up, the precinct chair calculates how many votes a candidate needs to make the first cut, or what's called viability. In most precincts, it's 15%. Whether or not this is really democratic is a question we will not address here. Instead, let's listen as the mock precinct captains make their pitches. Tonight, in place of real candidates, they're caucusing for pies.
I am the precinct captain for blueberry pie. Blueberry pie is a pie that thinks outside of the box.
And I just wanted to encourage everyone to caucus for pumpkin pie because the time is now for pumpkin
pie. I don't really have to get into details about how American apple pie is. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Once they've heard these stirring speeches, the caucus participants break into preference groups. In caucus lingo, this is called alignment.
Jana Rosemary's pie will stand right here by this lovely leather couch.
Once they've aligned, it's determined which candidates, or pies, didn't make the cut. That is, they failed to get enough votes. The remaining viable pies, or candidates, now get a chance to pitch for the supporters of the non-viable candidates, who are essentially out of the race. These voters can either make a second choice or go home. This is what's called realignment, and it's the time when special deals are cut and favors are traded, like offers of delegate slots at the state convention.
If you want to be the delegate, maybe we can make a deal.
I can be the delegate for pumpkin?
We can see what we can do about it. Yeah.
All right, done and done. I will join you over here in pumpkin if you let me go to the convention and talk about it.
Realignment has occurred, but there are still three viable preference groups fighting for just two delegates. That means the two candidates with the lowest number of delegates are essentially tied,
and here, because we are tied, this is going to blow your mind, we're actually going to flip a coin.
Are you serious?
Yep, that's actually what happens in the Iowa caucuses.
This is all a bit too much for Mike Mahaffey, the former chair of the Iowa State Republican Party.
I think the Republicans would just tell you it's just too complicated.
Republicans in Iowa choose the winner by popular vote. They go to their precinct meetings, scribble their candidate's name on a piece of paper, and drop it in a box. After that secret ballot, they go home to watch the Orange Bowl. No complicated caucus math and no coin tosses.
With all due respect to our Democratic friends, Republicans are somewhat more skeptical of rules and regulations, and I think they're happier to have a simpler and more straightforward method of doing things than the Democrats have.
But the Democrats are wedded to their process, too. No one wants to change Iowa political tradition.
All right, so here's the coin. It is
heads.
Oh, the
disappointments of caucus night.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. Stay tuned to the BPP at npr.org/Bryant Park for continuing election coverage.